Hello and welcome back to Man of the Match podcast. Welcome to our mid-season special. Today what I'm going to do is basically look back on my predictions that I made at the beginning of the season, and I'm just going to predict on what's going to happen next, and I'll talk a little bit about promotion and relegation for leagues. This is hence why the episode is called Going Up. First, let's talk about the United States. I just wanted to talk about them for a little bit because big news for the country, soccer in general. First of all, the World Cup that we're hosting, instead of 16 groups of three, it's going to be 12 groups of four, obviously 48 teams. So in 104 games, which is going to be huge, tickets will probably like sell out like crazy. But that new format, 12 groups of four and 104 games, makes for an amazing World Cup that we're going to be co-hosting with Mexico and Canada. In other news, the Berhalter situation has pretty much been declared like done. He can still be fired for his poor performance, but he can't be fired for the rumors anymore. That Claudio and his wife, Reyna, they had previously said about Berhalter. Those rumors were, I'm not sure if they were proved false or they just can't be used against him. In other news, Alex Zendejas confirmed playing for the United States men's national team. I think he's 18 or 19 and he was thinking about playing for Mexico or the United States. The federations had a bit of a feud, but in the end, Zendejas chose the United States. I believe he played in their January friendlies, and I hope he does better in the future. You know, he's just really young. He's got a lot of potential. And I think he could be really good. Also, the United States has announced that they will be playing Mexico in a new annual game that will happen for them called the All-State Continental Clasico. They will play top talent teams from North America, Central America, and South America annually each year. This year it's going to be Mexico, which is great. Great game, I can't wait to see it. I personally think this will be great for the team leading up to 2026. It's going to get them experience. I keep saying that, but I can't stress it enough. 2026 will be huge in front of such a big home crowd. Yeah, I can't wait for 2026, as you can tell. But let's go to the main topic of today's episode, which is reviewing midseason. So let's check back on my EPL predictions that I made in... I checked, it was like episode 2, and I predicted that Liverpool was going to get first, City second, Chelsea third, Arsenal fourth, United fifth, and Spurs sixth. That did not work out. My quote-unquote league winners ended up being they're in sixth right now. Newcastle's in fifth, not United. United's in third, Spurs are in fourth instead of sixth. The only one that I got right was Man City in second and Arsenal in first. Now, I was completely wrong about this, but what do I think is going to happen in the end of the season? I think it's going to be Arsenal first. I think they're going to win the league. City will come close in second. United, I think, will hold third. However, I do think Liverpool will finish fourth. They're trending up. They're beginning to get really good. They've been in good form. Bournemouth loss was, it was alright, but I mean, it's just bad luck for them, it seems, playing bottom table teams in away games wearing that stupid white jersey that I hate so much as Liverpool fan because it gives me such bad memories. But I think they'll get back on their feet. They've had good form recently. Obviously, 7-0 win against United was tremendous for them. So I think fourth place, Spurs fifth, and Newcastle sixth. And yeah, I think that's how the Premier League season is going to end. Now, my La Liga predictions were Real Madrid first, Barca second, Atleti third, Sevilla fourth, Villarreal fifth, and Betis sixth. Yeah, I didn't expect Sevilla to be that bad because of their recent European success, but... And they're still in the Europa League. They're doing decent in European competition, but for some reason they don't know how to play league soccer, and they're like 13th right now. So, right now, it's Barca first, Real Madrid second. Just flip-flop the first two that I did. I thought it was just Barca was going to take too long to, like, gel, but turns out they gel really quick, and they're, like, 5 or 6 points ahead of Real Madrid right now. Atleti, I pretty much knew, and I got it right, that they were going to be third. Sociedad, fourth, I did not expect that. And then fifth, Betis, and sixth, Villarreal. Pretty similar to my predictions, as I said, just flip around. I think that top three, it's going to end the same as it is right now. Barca, Real Madrid, Atleti. Sociedad, yeah, it's pretty much just going to end the exact same way it is right now. I don't see much changing in La Liga. In League One, the French League, I had PSG first, Monaco second, and Marseille third. And it's pretty much similar. I have it's PSG first, Marseille second, and Monaco third. Just obviously, Marseille is on top of Monaco. But I think it's going to go back to my predictions. I think I'm going to be end up being right at the end of the season, and I do think it's going to end PSG, Monaco, and then Marseille. Yeah, unfortunately, there have been some games where Monaco hasn't been that good, but I think they'll definitely rebound from that. Serie A, my predictions were Juventus first, AC Milan, Inter, and then Roma. I just, oh my god. This was obviously before the 15-point penalty that pushed Juventus down to 10th, and but they're starting to work their way back up, but I don't think they're going to get Champions League spot. AC Milan, I don't know what happened. Inter, I was sort of close. In Roma, I did get correct, but it's Napoli, Inter, Lazio, Roma. I didn't expect Napoli or Lazio to be good. For some reason, Ciro Immobile is good again for Lazio, but he's not good for the national team. Napoli, I was like, oh, they lost so many players. They lost Koulibaly, they lost Insigne. Turns out, Osimhen and the Georgian guy forgot his name. It's not that I forgot. I don't know how to pronounce it. Kvaratskhelia, I think that's how to pronounce it. They've been incredible, and I think that it's going to end Napoli, Inter, maybe Roma, then Lazio, because Napoli is just, like, I think they're 15 points ahead. They're just incredibly dominant right now. I don't see them being stopped in this area. And my last predictions that I made were for the Bundesliga. I don't remember them, but I do remember that I picked Bayern to win over Borussia Dortmund. I think that Dortmund can actually pull out a big W in this one. I think that they're a very talented team, very good players. Jude Bellingham, Sebastian Haller's back from cancer. Mats Hummels is still there, I think, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I think Dortmund's still a talented team, even though they lost to Chelsea. Slaughterback's also very good for them. And I think that hopefully they can end Bayern's, like, 10 or 11 years of terror. Now, going up in the to the Premier League is Burnley, Sheffield United, and Middlesbrough. Burnley's basically guaranteed to go up. They're, like, about, like, 13 or 16 clear of the EFL Championship table. I think they will get promoted. Middlesbrough will get promoted through the playoff. They are in third place right now. But I think I don't think that Luton Town, Millwall, and other teams in Blackburn Rovers can compete with Middlesbrough right now and how well they're doing. I think, yeah, Middlesbrough will win the playoff. And Sheffield will just qualify through second place. I don't think that any of these teams will fare very good in the Premier League, but just wait till you see who I think is going to go down. Going down, I think, is going to be Leeds, Everton, and Southampton, three major teams being knocked out. For me, Leeds, hiring Jesse Marsh was the worst thing they could ever do. I don't think that it was a good decision. And for that reason, they're not doing well, and I don't think they will continue to do well. Everton have just been terrible all season, and they just happened to pull one out at Leeds. They got lucky, and they're still probably going to go down. They'll go right back up again, I think. And then I think that Southampton will go down simply because they've been terrible all season, mainly the 9-0 Liverpool loss. I believe that was them. But yeah, these teams. And then for La Liga, getting promoted, I think it will be Las Palmas, Levante, and I can't even read my own handwriting. Yeah, I can't even read that. It's some team that starts with an E, and I'm pretty sure they're at top of La Liga. Going down, I think it's going to be Elche, Almeria, and Valladolid. These teams have just been... going up in to the Bundesliga. By the way, that was just La Liga going up and going down. Going up to the Bundesliga in Germany, I think, will be Hamburg. Hamburg is a very good team. I believe they've had the biggest turnout in, like, out of most teams in the entire world. Their stadium has been packed all season. The supporters are behind them. I think that they can definitely finally get it done. And hopefully one of the football analysts I follow, Thiago, can finally have his dream come true, get them promoted back to the Bundesliga. I think Darmstadt will go up, and I think Heidenheim will go up. I think Schalke will go down to Bundesliga 2. Schalke did get relegated a few years ago, but finally came back up. They're going down again. Hertha Berlin will go down, and I think Hoffenheim will go down. Just bad season for all these teams. In Serie A, I think going up are Frosinone. That's pretty much guaranteeing. They're like Burnley in the EFL Championship. They're like a good over 10 points clear of the Serie B table. Genoa's been very good. And through the playoffs, I think that Sud Tirol will go up. They've been good this season, but mainly because I've been playing with them on FIFA 23 as a manager. I think that's why I'm going to put them up. This team is very good. They've got a lot of players on loan, though. Key players as well. And I think that they can go up to Serie A. Not, this is not based off FIFA, but if you guys do want me to start streaming FIFA, just let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. Hey, you should start streaming. And I'll start streaming. Side note, but I think going down will be Sampdoria, Verona, and Cremonese. Cremonese has actually made a very, very good run in the Coppa Italia, but unfortunately their league results have not been very good. That's pretty much going to be it for this episode. There's not too much to talk about. It's just the middle of the season. It's getting kind of boring, but just be prepared because things are going to start going a lot faster. Title races are going to get a lot closer. Champions League and Europa League and Europa Conference League are finally going to finish. All these League Cups are going to finish with all these incredible stories. I can't wait for it. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to you if you're listening on Spotify. This is our first ever episode that will be on Spotify because the rest have been on other platforms, but obviously they're just on Spotify now. Thank you guys for listening. Continue. Obviously, just tell your friends about us. We just want to get bigger. We've reached 100 downloads. Thank you for that. You honestly don't know how much that means to me. It means a lot. But just thank you. We'll see you guys later. Ciao.